But Paddy, you stayed with the landscaping then.
Eh?
You learned the art of landscaping, you knew it all.
I did. And I was with them for 10 years,
yeah.
and I was all over. And with them, like, you know, and they were a good firm to work for. I was leaving then, and they forced me in and out to give me more money and everything. So I started on my own then.
You started your own business?
I did.
Good man.
And I was saying, I liked England. I loved England. I got on very well.
But you stayed, you were based in Manchester, weren't you?
I was.
Right.
Aye.
And you liked Manchester?
I liked Manchester. Yeah. I bought a house for the, when the Chip family was born, Mary and them. We bought a house out of Manchester. It was in Manchester area. There was a garden to it and all. I was there then. It was Ashford Avenue, they called it. And then I said, coming home, and I wanted John, the son, I wanted John to say, you take your degree in engineering, John, because she said, I had to employ an engineer for reading plans and all, you know, and I would get plans. All right, working for the council, they were out for you there, but then the builders and all would be, give you a plan, they want a price of for doing work, like, you know. And I said, Daddy, I'm not a bit interested in your work. But see, if you go to England, he said, I'll go with you tomorrow. And that's only because I suppose so. If you go to Ireland, sorry, yeah. If you go home.
Right.
So he landed home. He'd be about 12 that time, or 13, 14. He went to school in the Norah then. And that's it. So he went home. So he was here. He's a great man about farming and sheep and all. And
but then he went off to England again.
Eh?
He went off back to England again, though, didn't he?
He did. He went. Yeah. He went after when he went to school. He went to the Valley Hayes to the college there. He went there for 2 years. That, and then the job came up in England. He said, and he applied for it, and he got it, and he's there since. He does. He's over. The only thing about it was he's a lot of travelling. He was in down in London, and he was in Wales, and he was in Northern Ireland, something over land. You know, he wouldn't, and I'm going so much deeper, but it's all farming and that.
Oh,
and
right.
He goes down there for meetings, like, you know.
He was more interested in farming than your line of work, like.
No, he told me he wasn't much interested in it.
So how many years, we'll go back to Manchester a while, how many years did you spend contracting on your own and around Manchester, Paddy?
I was about 12 years contracting, 10 to 12 years, couldn't say, only to, look up the records there. And I was chairman of the Irish Association. We got a club there, and it was a Freemason place, and it was sold, and we bought it. Well, there were 18 of us in the buying of it, and you know, so much each, and it's still going there. And I was chairman there for a year and a half. We always pick the chairman after whatever I do.
So you'd have dances and all that in the club?
Big crowd of aye. All the old, aye.
All the Irish community?
All the Irish, aye.
Okay.
I know that there were this place was closed, and they wanted, when was, we give so much on the piece, I think it was £50 each we give in, somewhere, and then we're so much short. And this fella was Connell and Finnegan, but he was a Mayo man, hell of a nice man, he was. They were there, and they went to the bank. There were four of us went into the bank, and the bank man told us about, they wanted 8,000. I said, don't bother about it, I said, we'll get it, but they give us 8,000 out of the bank, or they give them for the club, and the club's still going.
Which
was a great club, as I was there. And I was I was there the year that Matt Busby, he was knighted, and I was chairman that year, and what a big do for him. Matt was a lovely man, yeah. Very humble man. It was, his family was miners up in Scotland,
right.
And Matt Busby was really, he was mates. He was up in our house, and I was doing it in his place. Like, Matt was very humble.
He was a good friend of yours.
Eh?
He was a good friend of yours.
Oh, aye. And Jean, the wife and all.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Oh. So did you follow the Manchester team? Did you go to?
Oh, aye. I had two tickets. I gave them to John for to come back here. I gave him one for the son and one for himself. And he's reunited. Aye.
So you used to go to the games, Pat?
Hey?
You used to go to the Manchester
games? Oh, geez, I never missed it. No, Saturday. No, I never missed it.
So you saw the European Cup team?
Hey?
You saw the European Cup team play, did you?
I did, surely. I went out in Madrid.
You went to the final?
Aye.
There were
a good few went out, do you see? And Susan and me went out. There'd be 16 or 18 I found out, DC. And I never forget it, DC. They're all beer nearly there, like, you know, it was like water. But anyhow, with this lad was Eddie Clark, who was a managing director for one college. He was a great character. And we went to the pub, DC, and we say, "We'll get rid of Real Madrid, hallelujah, hallelujah." And they were clapping, do you see? The fans were going to the pub, and that was it. And they had on a siesta there out in Madrid at 2 o'clock. The ones would have stalls and all and whatever there. They closed down and they slept for the 2 hours and But then we went to the pub then, and then we said, "We'll get rid of Real Madrid. Hallelujah, hallelujah."
It was 1967, wasn't it, I think?
Did I forget
that? I think it was. I'm nearly sure it was. But who was the best player they had? Like, they had a lot of
George Best was a Manchester.
He was the best.
Oh, he was. He was a genius.
He was a genius.
Then he took to drink, but
He
was a genius. And then they had an Irish, Paddy Creighton was there.
That's right.
And Paddy Creighton was there. And this, there was an Irish player there. He was from Scotland, but his people came from Doherty. And Paddy come to me, said, "Pat, maybe you've come down." He didn't settle in, he wasn't settling in Manchester. But he said, "Have a word with him." He is Irish as far as I know. And I went down and I met him.
What was his name?
He was McKelvey.
Right.
And it was McKelvey. And he was international, he went down, he was playing for him. But he wasn't happy. So I went down and I met him, like, and I was talking to him in Irish and I was telling him, but he didn't know, he wouldn't settle. But the night that I was chairman of the club, we had to do, and Frank O'Farrell was there that night. Frank O'Farrell.
The manager for a while.
Manchester.
Yeah.
And Tommy Doherty come to take him over. Tommy was
That's
over.
Right,
Paddy Creighton was there. And I got a nice address. I give all to John, and he sent me this. He said, "I think, Pat, this is very fitting, thanking me for the night he had, and Susan, and him and the wife there." And she, Doherty was taken over the next, or he had to, you know, he said, and the headline for the paper was, "McKelvey laid it on." He scored for them that game.
Oh, gee.
And he thought, yeah. "I think this is very..." He was a very nice man too.
And did you meet a lot of the players then?
Hey?
Did you meet a lot of the players at the time, Paddy?
Oh, we met. They used to come into the club. Do you see there?
Right.
I was down for the place that time. And Paddy Crane, I knew Paddy well. Paddy come from, as people come from Doherty.
His mother came from Gator.
Gator, that's the Shaw, not to quit it. I was out, they had a pub there.
Hughie Thames would be his uncle.
Aye. Yeah. For I met him and the wife there, she was a Scotch woman.
That's right.
And then I was hunting down and I asked him, I just showed you, you've got to tell the truth. I asked for calling the pub. And I said to the man in the pub, his uncle had a pub there, Paddy Kern's uncle. And I says, introduce myself who I was. And say, Paddy's not home. Well, he says, there's a phone call from just now, he says, and he's going to Ireland. He says, would you speak to him? So give me the phone, I was speaking to him. He was on his way to Ireland for that.
Did you meet George Best?
Eh?
Did you meet George Best?
George Best lived about 3 doors from me in Manchester.
But you met him often then?
Oh, I met him, but he was not as much as he was carried away. She used to have him keep him in Manchester for after a match, they would keep him in there for 2 hours. For the way the girls wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
They were screaming, and they wouldn't leave. They couldn't let them out, they were queued up just after the match. And then that's it. But he was about two to three doors and digs from where I lived.
Away from you, yeah.
My
God.
I met him, But he was a great footballer.
He was a genius.
One of the best.
Easy.
It was him that won the European Cup for them.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he was a genius.
He tore them apart.
Aye.